SALC, to the Southwest African People's Organization in Namibia, to finance a year's printing costs of their newsletter. As the liberation movements grow stronger, it is essential for people all over the world to understand their situation and to increase their support for them in their struggle. People can put pressure on their own governments to take a stand against the racist regimes in Africa, and also they can help directly by attending fundraising activities and donating generously. In Guinea-Bissau, Amilcar Cabral and his liberation forces of the PAIGC have won at least two-thirds of the country from the Portuguese. In Angola, the MPLA has liberated a large area of the southern part of the country, and Frelimo has taken over half of Mozambique from Portugal. Funds are used not only to help the military struggle, but also to finance schools and hospitals, where none were before under Portuguese rule. And funds are used to teach and introduce new and more productive methods of agriculture. All this is going on now in the liberated areas. People who were illiterate and had no health care are now learning to read and being given a level of care in new clinics and hospitals that was not available before. Funds are also needed to publicize and organize internationally against the racist regimes of South Africa and Rhodesia. We hope you will show your support for the liberation struggles in Africa by attending the dinner and dance this Saturday, October 28th, at 7 p.m. in the One World Room of Annabel Taylor Hall, Cornell University. Tickets for the dinner include a speaker and a film and cost $2.50 and can be bought in Willard Strait Hall or at the door. The dance will be in Clara Dixon Ballroom after the dinner, and donations will be accepted at the door. All members of the Ithaca community are invited to attend, and also they're encouraged to join the SALC in its activities. This has been the rest of the news.